sure would like to know if they don't do something by and by. The rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're into hour number two, and I want to talk a little bit about the economy, because over in New Jersey, there's kind of an interesting development there. As you know, there's a court case coming up where the judge has told the top six mortgage companies of the United States of America, who have all these mortgages all over New Jersey, and he's basically said, if you cannot prove that the mortgages are legal and above board and done correctly, I will blanket block them all. That's what the judge has said. Now, coming out of that has been a revelation that apparently thousands and thousands of foreclosure documents in New Jersey were notarized by a Pennsylvania notary public who signed and stamped all these documents, even though he's not licensed in New Jersey. All he had was this little stamp. I got this one off of eBay. And these are all fraudulent. The rush is on. Grab the homes. Grab the houses. Grab the assets. They're covering the losses from the forced repurchase of the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. Now, the federal government is talking about what is called the Iron Law, the Interstate Recognition of Notaries, which would make it legal for a notary in Pennsylvania to sign and stamp documents for foreclosures to go to another state in New Jersey, and that state would be forced to accept them as legal, true, valid, and binding, whether they were or not. It's basically saying you don't have to check anymore. Just if it's got that little stamp, if it's got that little notary stamp on it, you must accept it as true. No double checking allowed. What is going on here should be very obvious to all of America. And the statistics are home foreclosures jumped in the third quarter of 2010. And efforts and procedures to keep borrowers in their homes declined. Imagine our shock. In other words, they're grabbing more homes and they're not even making a token effort to do home loan modification to keep you in your homes. And the reason is very simple. A monthly payment stretching 20 years into the future doesn't help the bankers. They need the entire value of your home now on their balance sheets to cover the losses from the forced repurchasing of the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. It doesn't get any plainer than that. Wall Street went on a binge of these derivatives and mortgage-backed securities in a huge bubble, and the insiders made billions of dollars and put it in their pocket. And then the rest of the banks around the rest of the world said, look, these were fraudulent. You got to buy them back. You got to make good on the paper. And so Wall Street says, okay, we'll make good on the paper. Hey, you, Federal Reserve, you, U.S. government, got to get the taxpayers to cover this. And all the banks who are buying back the fraudulent paper and they don't have the cash for it, you know, they're basically looking at insolvency. I mean, how many banks have we lost already this year? Now we've got, what's his name? Chris Whalen is saying Bank of America is insolvent. The only way they can stay in the black with all of this cash going out to repurchase the mortgage-backed securities, they need your homes. And they don't care if you're homeless and freezing to death or burning to death this winter. It doesn't matter. All they care about is they need to stay out of jail. And they need to have their $100,000 wristwatch so they can feel good about themselves. And it doesn't matter how many millions of homes they take from Americans to do that. That's what's going on. It's wealth confiscation to save the Wall Street CEOs. And it's done in a way where they hope they can trick you into thinking it is your own fault you lost your home. Please don't go along with this. It is the biggest rape of the American people in history. And they're going to keep on doing it until you stand up and reclaim your freedom to say no. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Apparently, Peggy over at SiteGround is unable to undo the damage they did this morning, and they're saying, well, we have to call in our supervisor and blah, 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 blah. The bottom line is I'm ready to consider a new ISP. And yes, it's a high volume, high traffic website, and it does need a lot of security. We're under constant attack. But right now we're suffering more damage from the ineptitude of the SiteGround support people than we are from the Israeli hackers. And considering how much it cost us to move to this new server, which has been screwed up since the day we got onto it. It has never worked properly from day one. And I keep finding things that are not configured correctly. And I found one this morning where the, you know, query caching on SQL was enabled, but the cache buffer was set to a size of zero, which means it couldn't work. I call that to their attention, and the guy reset the buffer size, which I could have done myself. And then, for some reason, flips the SQL server off and on several times in a row. I guess he was playing with why the config file wasn't working correctly. Apparently, there was a syntax error in there. And in the process of flipping SQL off and on, something got really messed up, and now they can't fix it. So I'm not updating to the site. We may have to restore from last night's database backup. But I got to tell you, it's amazing for the country that contributed so much to the development of computing technology and the internet and TCP and networking and all the rest of that. And today we can't get it to work. We've lost our own technology. Can't go back to the moon, can't fly a space shuttle, can't run our own computer networks. America is a nation in decline. But the Wall Street CEOs got their $150 hamburgers, and I guess that makes it okay. Now, speaking of Wall Street, 16 U.S. cities are facing bankruptcy in 2011. Honolulu's one of them. We're on the edge of default. And it all goes back to that very simple reality. And I don't understand why our political leaders don't comprehend this. Maybe it's all that lead in the water pipes in Washington, D.C. When you have a private central bank issuing the currency at interest, whether to the government or to the people, the instant that first pretty printed piece of paper goes into circulation, more money is owed to the bank than is actually in existence, and it never reverses. It doesn't matter how hard you work, how much you sacrifice, how much you live without, you can never pay the debt off. You are a slave to that debt. The U.S. Congress sold you and your family into permanent debt servitude to the privately owned Federal Reserve. And now the system is crashing down, and everybody's trying to pass the buck or grab the buck and pass the blame. And it's and nobody is thinking about the country as a whole. It's all about, I got to grab as much money as I can on my way out the door, whether it's Wall Street or the Congress. And they're all trying to pretend that it's all still working and it's all still hanging together, and it isn't. They're lying on all the figures. Wall Street is rigged. The stock market's completely rigged. And the Federal Reserve cannot go on propping up the stock market forever because we're in that hyperinflationary period. They're trying to conceal it. They're trying to find cash sinks someplace. But from all this quantitative easing, you know, if you take the current stock market numbers, like the Dow, and you adjust it for the inflation that has been going on, you will find that the stock market's been crashing for a long time. Somebody in the chat room says, Mike, we will never be able to pay for all the debt. That's the design. A private central bank means forever. You can never, ever get out of debt. You are forever their slaves. We are not a free people. We are all slaves. We're slaves to the banks. And as Leo Tolstoy pointed out, this kind of slavery is very impersonal. You know, we all talk about Thomas Jefferson, and he had slaves in his house like Sally Heming. Oh, bad Thomas Jefferson, bad Thomas Jefferson. But he cared about his slaves. And I'm not saying slavery is good, but I want to put this in context. Thomas Jefferson cared about his slaves. He was very fond of Sally Heming, and left in his will that she and her kids were all going to be freed on his death. And he provided for them, and he took care of them. When you have a bank where their only connection to the slave is that debt note on their house, they don't care what happens to you. Look how many millions have been made homeless in the middle of this harsh winter. And the banks think, that's great, because we need those homes to get ourselves out of jail. It's a very impersonal, remote, abstract form of slavery, but it is still slavery. Why do you think the United States fought a war against Britain in the first place? To get away from the slavery of a private central bank. Then the private central bankers tried to reinvade the United States in the War of 1812 to re-enslave us. That didn't work. Then they bribed the Congress successfully. We have the finest government that money can buy. And we had the first Bank of the United States, which almost destroyed the country. Then we had the second Bank of the United States, which almost destroyed the country. And then we had, you know, Abraham Lincoln with his greenbacks tried to turn it around. John F. Kennedy with his U.S. notes tried to turn it around. Both of them got shot. And then we have the third big mistake, the founding of the Federal Reserve. And the president who signed the Federal Reserve Act, Woodrow Wilson, years later said that he had destroyed his own country. He destroyed the United States of America by authorizing a third private central bank. And here we are today, and the bankers are rich beyond dreams of avarice, and millions of Americans are homeless in a nation that used to have the highest standard of living in the entire world. And it will only get worse as long as you sit and let it happen. All right. Now, we were talking the other day about this growing pattern of financial fraud, where, you know, we're sold this bill of goods where we're going to have a corporation that's out there trying to make money, but in order to reassure the public and the investors that everything is on the up and up, they hire an independent accounting firm. Enron had Arthur Andersen, and it turned out Arthur Andersen was cooking the books for Enron. When Enron collapsed, Arthur Andersen collapsed with him. Now they're looking at the Lehman Brothers collapse and realizing that Ernst & Young were cooking the books for Lehman Brothers. They may go down. So now it's a pattern. This so-called independent accounting firm is a, it's just another scam. You know, pay us a salary of a couple of million dollars here, and we'll bless the bookkeeping and say, oh yeah, it's all honest, it's all legal. Nobody's cheating anybody. And now we're getting word that one of the reasons Greece is in such terrible trouble, Goldman Sachs was helping Greece hide its national debt. Now, this is one of the downsides of an elected government with short terms. Politicians, whether American or Greek, tend to think only in terms of getting through to the end of their term, and then it's somebody else's problem. And so I'm sure to the politicians of Greece, like the politicians of Americans, anything that hides the debt until it's somebody else's problem was a good thing to do. But if you step back and realize it, hiding the debt doesn't make the problem go away. It's just more debt. Goldman Sachs didn't do this for free. They charged fees, and the debt is actually increasing. But it's being hidden long enough to pass it on to the next government, and then it's their problem, and I get to retire, and boy, gee whiz, I got out of that mess real fast. That's the downside of a short-term government, you know, and I'm not advocating a return to monarchy, but when a king screwed up the economy of his government, he was stuck with it. He didn't get to say, oh, my successor will deal with it. Right now in America, every politician, they're only interested in solutions that look good for 2, 4, 6, or 8 years. After that, not my problem. And the reason we're in this huge mess that we're in right now is for almost 100 years now, there's been an accumulating debt owed to the private central bank called the Federal Reserve, a debt that cannot be paid off by design. And every single government says, well, we just got to look good until the next election, and then it's somebody else's problem. And they pass the debt forward, and they pass the debt forward, and they pass the debt forward. And here we are now, with 100 years of accumulated interest debt to a private central bank that was never supposed to exist, and the nation is destroyed. The nation is destroyed, and the bankers, even now, they don't have enough. They want all the houses. They want all the cars. They want all the gold and all the jewelry. They're trying to figure, so they're taking all your retirement money. It's never enough. They're addicted to money. They're addicted. They gotta have that extra zero at the end of the name. They gotta have the hotter car than the guy next to him. Oh, he's got a Lamborghini, I gotta have a Bugatti. He lives in a 27-room mansion, I gotta have 30. I'm not a man or woman until I have more rooms than this other guy. I gotta have a bigger pile of gold. I gotta have a bigger everything. I've gotta have more yachts. Paul Allen's got, what, a dozen yachts? You can only stand on one at a time. It's completely out of control. Our nation is enslaved to money addicts. And like any other addict, they don't care what their addiction does to the society around them. They just need that next fix. We need an intervention. Because if the money addicts are allowed to continue their addiction, there will be nothing left in the country for your children. Somebody wrote in the chat room, he who has the most toys needs to die slowest. I love it. That's a t-shirt. No, you should not mention your Lamborghini. Don't get me wrong, I like nice, fancy cars. You know, I'm a great admirer of good engineering here. Let's see. Actually, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Lee in Georgia about mortgages. But here's the music. We're going to take a station break, and we'll be right back.
FM. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys, and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to talk to Lee in Georgia. Aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, brother. Something you said earlier kind of set me back a little bit. Who was the moron that came up with the idea that people in New Jersey had to recognize as authority something notarized from some buffoon in Pennsylvania? Who came up with that idea?
Well, see, that's the whole point. It's not really recognized because the guy in Pennsylvania does not have a notary license in New Jersey. It's just the bank. It's part of that whole robo-signing thing. The greed, the rush is on to grab the homes, and nobody's really actually doing the paperwork. We've had people testifying before Congress. They were just signing the foreclosure forms without even really checking to see if people were behind on their payments. It's wealth confiscation. If the major banks do not grab all the houses in America to put on their balance sheets, then the forced repurchase of the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities is going to drive them into insolvency. And so from the banker's point of view, they are fighting for the life of their corporations, and no sacrifice of other people's wealth and homes is too great a price to pay.
Well, that's what I thought. You had to actually be licensed in a state in order for that to be effective. And
that's why it's an issue.
Came up with the idea that if he's not licensed in New Jersey, how could they enforce that? I don't understand how that works.
That's the whole point. It's not enforceable. That's why the judge is saying that if these mortgage companies are not able to document that all of these foreclosure proceedings are legal and above board, he's going to block all of them. The entire state of New Jersey may be a foreclosure-free zone because of this. And, of course, that will be the legal precedent. You're going to start seeing people go into court and saying, you know, if it's not legal and it's not proper. I mean, we've seen all the horror stories of banks foreclosing homes that are up to date on their payments. We've heard horror stories of banks foreclosing on homes that didn't even have mortgages. There was that poor lady where the bank broke into her home and emptied out the furniture and threw her husband's ashes into a landfill. And they didn't
have the
right to do that.
I remember reading that article, yeah. I was kind of stunned by that. But, you know, when you talk about that, my argument to people is if you're paying property taxes, you really don't own it anyway. So if you're willingly and complacently paying property taxes, which are unconstitutional to start with, then you really shouldn't complain when they come and take it.
Well, you know, the idea is we're taught that we own the home, but you're absolutely correct. I mean, even if you look at your mortgage documents, I believe it refers to the homeowner as a tenant. And as
right.
long as you're paying property taxes, then yeah, that's just another fancy word for rent. And, you know, this is the new feudalism. The purpose of a mortgage is to lock you to the land so that you can be relied upon that you will be there. Because remember, in medieval and feudal times, land was really not worth a whole heck of a lot because there was so much of it. Land had to have people attached to it.
Right.
In order for it to be worth something. And so under feudalism, the land owned the people. Now, under the present day, we're sort of living under the illusion that we, the people, own the land, but it's been slowly reversed by the use of mortgages and property taxes to the point where now, yeah, once we're on the land with that mortgage, we don't dare leave. It's a huge headache. Costs a lot of money. We got to stay and make this home work. So, again, now you're back in that same situation where the land owns the people, and the lords and ladies are able to drive through and give that little stupid wave that they do on TV and say, yes, we are masters of it all. And it's all done very covertly in order to fool you into thinking that you actually own the land. But, of course, the government has eminent domain. And now we're in a situation where they can come onto your home and say, oh, your wiring isn't this and your green isn't that. I mean, they beat up some lady for not picking up her dog poo. There was in that article about ridiculous reasons for getting arrested. They arrested some lady because her front lawn was brown and not being properly watered. And anybody who lives in a condo development and has to deal with the homeowners association, you know, could be forgiven for believing that all of the Nazi war criminals who did get away at the end of the war are now hiding out as homeowners association presidents here in the United States. You know, your mailbox is not the right cover. You must have the, you know, and they go around screaming about paint and paint chips and all the rest of that stuff. And
yeah,
it's
exactly.
just
exactly. And you know, yeah. It's interesting. You mentioned like the value of a land, and what I tell people, you know, I've had people because I've looked at land with the thought of, you know, buying a piece of land, and you know they've got this price tag affixed to it, and I'm going, are you out of your mind? Well, the tax assessors, well, first of all, wait a minute, who gives him the right to come and tell you what your land is worth when you really have to understand what constitutes as the value of a land? The value of a land is based upon not what's on it, but what it will produce.
Well, that's one way of looking at it, but right now we've got to make, you know, as all these communities are starting to go bankrupt, the property values are actually in decline, but the assessors are assessing them as, you know, 4 and 5 times what their market value is actually worth, and the property tax rates are going up, and the American people are caught in between the complete failure of our manufacturing economy, the greed of the big bankers, and the desperation of the government to go on, you know, paying for their perks and privileges.
Exactly. Hey, brother, thank you for your show. Good show. And I'm going to back out and let somebody else get in there.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we are still dealing with our issues over at What Really Happened. And it's not looking like we're going to be resolved anytime soon. Apparently, Peggy has exhausted his limited knowledge of servers. I mean, I've come to the conclusion I know more about LAMP servers than the guy who's paid to know about LAMP servers over at SiteGround. And it's now being referred to a supervisor, and they're hemming and hawing and is sounding like the supervisors are gone for the day, you know, and that we're not even going to be able to look at this thing until tomorrow morning. And I got to tell you, I'm really furious. This new expensive server, I don't even want to tell you what they're charging me on a monthly basis, has not worked correctly since day one. And I've had to go in and find problem after problem after problem after problem and point it out to these people. And I pointed out one this morning, and they went in, and they fixed it, and it was running great. And then all of a sudden, I see the guy flipping the SQL server up and down and up and down and up and down. I find out he's experimenting with the values. He's just going in there experimenting and saying, oh, what does this do? What does this do? What does this do? And all of a sudden, the site stops working, and now he can't fix it. And, oh, I got to call the supervisor. Talk about a collapsing empire. We cannot even run the systems our nation built and invented. It's just amazing here. All right, let's see what we're going to talk about now. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's see. I think we're running out of time. I'm going to get off the economy. I mean, it's just an absolute disaster. It's an age of piracy and snake oil in the United States of America. Gulf activists harassed by TSA agents who claim filming is illegal. Now, we have commented before that down there on the Gulf of Mexico, which, if you will remember, by imperial proclamation of His Highnessness Prince Obama the First, was magically cleansed of oil last July 15th, just in time to make the Gulf oil disaster go away ahead of the election. And we were pointing out about how people who were down there on the beaches of Florida and Alabama and all the rest of those, were Louisiana, were being harassed when they were filming on the beaches, that oil was still there, dead fish were still there, and their cameras are being taken away. Scientists who were down there researching the situation had their samples taken away. If they were not officially sanctioned by the government and British Petroleum, they were not allowed to go down and look what was happening to their own beaches. It was actually, for a while, it was illegal to build sandcastles on the westward-facing beaches of Florida, because you start digging into that sand, you would hit the oil. And we can't have you hitting oil, because that makes the president look bad, and we can't have the president look bad. Well, apparently, along with fondling and groping all of us at the airports and soon to be the shopping malls, the Transportation Safety Administration now has jurisdiction on making sure that nobody's allowed to go into the Gulf of Mexico and take pictures and come back with them. And so activists who are trying to document the fact that Corexit 9500 is still now being used to keep the oil sinking so it won't be seen on the surface, they are now being harassed by TSA, Department of Homeland Security. They can't keep the lid on this forever, and they don't intend to. They don't intend to. Once this Congress is out of session, once Obama is out of the White House, it's somebody else's problem. They don't care if they really clean up the oil. They don't care if the seafood in the Gulf is really ever healthy again. I understand they're serving it to our troops overseas now. Ooh, yummy. They don't care if it's ever actually fixed. They just want it to look good until somebody else's term in office. That's all they care about. You know, yeah, the economy screwed up, but let's just shovel it forward until it's somebody else's problem and I get to retire and look like I did a good job. That's what's going on here. Now, over in the Middle East, do you remember about 2 years ago, December 2008, where there were major disruptions of internet service in the Middle East? Mostly in Arab nations, in Egypt, Israel was magically spared, and we were all told by the corporate media that an anchor dragging behind a ship had snagged and broken data cables running across the Mediterranean. That was the official story we got from the corporate media. Well, as you're probably aware, Egypt just busted a major Israeli spy ring. It's a huge scandal. The Israeli ambassador boogied on out of Cairo, went back to Israel, didn't even wait to be declared persona non grata, apparently didn't want to talk to the authorities, gone. One of the Israeli spies, Mossad agents, that they did catch in Egypt has confessed that Israel sabotaged those underwater data cables in an experiment to see if they could bring down the global internet, or at least the regional internet, ahead of a possible attack in order to limit the availability of information going out. Remember, we've had Israel trying to block information coming out of Gaza. They haven't succeeded on doing that. We know that Israel absolutely hates the global internet and blogosphere and alternative media because they can't control the minds of the world anymore. They spent all those billions and billions of dollars they got from the American taxpayer bribing the American media to report the news the way Israel wants it reported, and now it doesn't work any longer. And they've tried this you know, concocted WikiLeaks Julian Assange to try and sort of take the focus and say, oh, yes, if you're going to go to the Internet for your news, go to Julian Assange, and he will tell you what you need to know. Then we find out that Assange is in the pay of Israel, that he's not posting anything that's damaging to Israel, that everything that he does post continues to support the pro-war agenda. Assange has claimed that Osama bin Laden is still alive. Assange has claimed that weapons of mass destruction were found in Iraq. Assange has basically gone out and said, there is nothing to the 9/11 conspiracy theory. It's exactly as the U.S. government says it was. Those gosh darn Arabs crashed those airplanes into the buildings, and anybody who says Israel had anything to do with it is just an annoying distraction. That's Julian's exact words on that. And that hoax isn't working. WikiLeaks credibility is starting to crumble. Now they're so desperate to go on selling him as a personality. Now they've got, you know, he's linked to the Nazis and he had strange ritual origins with his parents. It's tabloid. He's gone from, you know, potential Time magazine person of the year to tabloid fodder in the space of about 6 weeks. He's crumbling right now, and Israel's in a panic. They can't control your mind anymore. And they're absolutely scared about that because they can't pull off any more false flag attacks if they can't get the corporate media or their bought assets on the Internet to convince you that, oh, yes, it's those gosh darn Arab Muslims. And so now we're finding out that Israel has been practicing how to sabotage major portions of the Internet. Remember what happened here in the United States just before 9/11? We documented this. In the weeks before 9/11 actually happened, the FBI went around the United States of America shutting down Muslim websites, Muslim charity websites, social networking Muslim websites. And everybody said, why are you doing this? Oh, we've got to do this. Then 9/11 happens and we realize, the FBI is making sure that only the pro-Arab did it websites are still operating after 9/11. All the websites that would have said, hey, we had nothing to do with this, why don't you look at Israel? After all, those were Mossad agents who were arrested in New York, high-fiving and videotaping. All those websites were shut down ahead of time. Obviously, this operation in Egypt in December of 2008 was an attempt to do the same thing on a somewhat larger scale. Ahead of a false flag attack or an outright attack on either Egypt or Iran, Israel is going to cut the internet connections to those targeted countries so that only Israel's view of what happened gets out. They did it during the attack on the aid flotilla. Israel tried to jam the cell phones and laptops and all communications of the international aid flotilla. They didn't succeed, obviously. And the videotape of Israel's attack on those aid workers, machine guns, on the aid workers got out to the world. And Israel tried to counter it with all this propaganda, phony edited videos and radio, and kept trying to say, oh, it was their fault. They had weapons. They had sticks. They had pointed sticks. They had bent coat hangers they were flogging us with. We had to kill them. They were taking cookies and candies into Gaza. And it was a public relations disaster. But that's the way Israel worked. Silenced potential opposing point of view, then go in for the kill. When they attack the USS Liberty, Israel jammed the frequencies U.S. ships used to call for help. That alone tells us Israel knew they were attacking a United States ship. So this is just more of the same. So the next time that we see major mysterious communications failures over large sections of the Internet, we know that Israel is getting ready to blow up something. Now, speaking of Israel, we talked about this the other day. Israel is now starting to crack down on their own citizens who are speaking out and saying this situation of stealing the West Bank, of bulldozing Palestinian homes, all of it's gone too far. We need to become a more mature civilized nation. So Israel is now arresting and jailing Israelis, and not Arab Israelis, Jews. Israel's own government is practicing repression against the Jews. I thought that was sort of like the licensed monopoly of the guy with the Charlie Chaplin mustache to politically repress the Jews. But Israel's government is now doing it. And our Congress, the U.S. Congress, passed a resolution saying, yeah, it's cool for Israel to deny basic democratic principles of freedom of speech and expression to their own people. Israel could go out and kill puppies, and our Congress would, actually, they already did. They bombed four animal shelters in Gaza, and our Congress would approve. Israel can't do anything without our Congress standing up and going, Jawohl, mein Herr! Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil! Our Congress has no spine whatsoever when it comes to Israel. Neither does President Pussy, for that matter. The government of Israel is becoming fascistic, even with the Jewish people living in Israel. And our Congress is, yeah, it's cool. And if our Congress is willing to say fascism and repression is okay for Israel to do to their people, do you really think our Congress would ever stand up and protect you and your civil rights and your freedom of speech and expression if push comes to shove? Heck no! Congress has just sent an early warning sign of the direction this country is going towards. We're all Palestinians now because Israel needs our money and Israel needs our warplanes and Israel needs new paved roads, even if it means letting America's roads go back to gravel. And our Congress is in absolute lockstep with Israel's desires. It's a Vichy government. Washington, D.C., is a Vichy government occupying the United States of America for the benefit of Israel. Just insane. The American people have got to wake up and see what's going on. All the European countries are doing it. Iceland's already kicked out. One government may do it again. And the American people just sit there paralyzed. I wonder whether they're putting tranquilizers in the food or... You know, maybe it's all that cell phone radiation and Bluetooth is just frying the brain so they don't see what's going on in front of them. But how many more millions of Americans have to be made homeless to die freezing in this winter before the American public understands this government doesn't give a rat's tushy about you? This government is all about protecting Wall Street and Israel. And to heck with what you, the American people, need or want. Now, meanwhile, interesting little story. For those of you who are pushing for global government, we know that that's the agenda behind the global warming cult. And the reason they're still pushing it, global warming, warming makes cooling. Honest, freedom is strength, war is peace, ignorance, no, freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength, war is peace, warming is cooling. I think that's the new fourth one for George Orwell. And they're pushing for a global government, which I'm opposed to. But apparently, not everybody agrees with me. Charlie Manson, in an interview with Ron Reagan Jr., has come out and said he absolutely supports a one-world government and a one-world legal system and a one-world court system, and that's how we will have order. So, I mean, you know, with a sterling recommendation like that, how can anybody stand up and say that they're opposed to a global government when people like Charlie Manson think it's such a cool idea? It's amazing. All righty. I think we mentioned this once before, but I'm going to bring it up here again. There has been a lot of concern about fluoride in drinking water. Starting with the fact, first of all, the fluoride in drinking water is an industrial waste. From the manufacture of porcelain, from the refinement of uranium. And in concentrations, it's highly toxic. And it was a major, major toxic disposal problem. So they said, oh, we'll put it in the drinking water. Everybody will drink it, and they won't have tooth decay. We have since come to understand that while fluoride topically applied to the teeth, like they do at the dentist with a little tray and the cream, will, in fact, protect your teeth against decay, drinking it in the water has no effect on tooth decay whatsoever. We do know that fluoride is a tranquilizer. It's actually a component of Prozac. Prozac contains fluoride. Maybe that's the reason the American people can't seem to respond to a very clear threat to their existence. But they are finding out now that fluoridated water, drinking fluoride in the water, causes permanent brain damage to children. Now, I am very lucky. I live in a state where fluoridation was voted out of existence some years back. So I don't have to deal with that here in Hawaii. But it's still being promoted all across the country. And it's one of those things you have to wonder, what are they thinking? There's no benefit to it whatsoever. The dental benefit does not exist. And we're seeing all of these downsides. It numbs you, tranquilizes you, causes permanent brain damage. It's a toxic substance. And they still want to pour it into your kids. What are they thinking? In Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, you know, they talked about the forced drugging and tranquilizing of segments of the population to make them better workers and at least more obedient and pliant. Is that what's being done? It certainly isn't doing any good for our teeth, that's for certain. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Dan in Kentucky after this word for sponsor.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show today. And it does appear that the What Really Happened website is going to be down probably for the rest of today. I'm getting absolutely no response from Peggy. It's like the end of the commercial, you know, happy time, and they hang up, and that's it. So there's no sign of a supervisor. I'm looking at my server right now. The only person logged into it is me. Man, I got to tell you, I'm furious. You know, it was one change one parameter, and instead this bozo was bouncing the SQL server up and down and just totally corrupted the database. Absolute clowns. I'm looking for a new ISP. I can't believe how much money that we have spent to move to this new server. It's never given us the performance we were told it was going to give us. I'm finding the problems for them. When they fix the problems, they completely destroy the site. I got to find a new ISP. This is just not acceptable anymore. I got to find an ISP out of the United States. Somebody who knows what they're doing. Somebody who can actually run the systems. And apparently, there's nobody in the United States who can do that any longer. We're going to go to the phones. Dan in Kentucky. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Dan.
Oh, hi. Mike, just about your last comment there. Have you ever thought about switching to satellite? Or does that make any difference?
You mean using a satellite link? That might fix some of our internet problems in terms of the radio show and Ustream, but right now my biggest problem is my brand new server is absolute junk. The finest American manufactured and supported product.
Yeah.
Piece of crap.
Well, the reason for my call is I'm a little perplexed here looking over some of the headlines about the Treasury auction, and they're really heralding it as a big success, saying that they successfully auctioned off $29 billion of seven-year bonds. Here's one of the quotes from ABC News. It says the Treasury sold $29 billion in seven-year bonds on Wednesday. The auction attracted strong bidding, especially from foreign central banks and the Federal Reserve. The sale also marked the government's last note auction this year. So they're making this a big success. What's your take on that?
I wouldn't believe a thing that they say. For one thing, why is the Federal Reserve, a private central bank, buying treasuries? Yeah, I mean, when the Federal Reserve buys the treasuries, it just prints up the money. And
exactly.
That's kind of where the government gets its money anyway. And, of course, a lot of people, including Ron Paul, have pointed out, if the U.S. government can print up these treasury certificates, why can't the government print up its own currency? And, of course, that's the way they're supposed to do it in the Constitution.
And I wonder if they're... I'm sorry. When they say foreign central banks, I wonder if they're talking about the same foreign central banks that own the Federal Reserve. I'm just wondering if this is China, Japan, Asian
markets. It's entirely possible. I can't for the life of me imagine why anybody would be buying U.S. treasuries right now, looking at our current economic situation. And I think if we dig into that in any detail, what we're going to find is that most of the treasuries were actually bought by the Federal Reserve. They probably didn't get a good rate, you know, and basically that's the way more money is being created. But the real issue here is every time the government sells more treasuries, they're plunging the country and the taxpayer deeper into debt, because ultimately the redemption of those treasuries comes out of the American people and their children and their grandchildren. So this proclamation about what a wonderful auction is, they're celebrating because they've managed to enslave future generations just that much more. And that's basically what they're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, is that that we're using just printed money to buy these notes.
Dan, we got to go. End of the show. Be back tomorrow, hopefully, with a working website. Aloha, America.
The next